You're listening to SBS News.
Bowel cancer is Australia's most commonly diagnosed cancer in women and third most diagnosed in men. It is estimated almost 16,000 people will be diagnosed with it this year. It is our second most deadly cancer and is expected to kill 5,300 Australians in 2020, which is more deaths than for breast cancer, prostate cancer, or melanoma. The majority of these bowel cancer deaths can be prevented. When caught early, the bowel cancer survival rate is over 95%. Director of Bowel Cancer Australia, Graham Newstead, stresses the importance of catching it early.
It is certainly treatable, it's actually preventable, and yet it's ridiculously the most common. And in men and women together, it is the most common cause of cancer in our community. If you knock on the doors of people out of the blue and say, "Hello, I'm checking to see whether you ever pass blood," 14% of people that answer the door will say, "Yeah, I see some blood occasionally."
Bowel Cancer Australia is the leading national charity dedicated to prevention, early diagnosis, research, quality treatment, and the best care for anyone affected by bowel cancer. The Apple logo is symbolic of the charity's bowel cancer message that it is treatable and beatable if detected early. Mr. Newstead says the aim of the awareness campaign is to make bowels a dinner table conversation.
And that's exactly what we need people to talk about. It's a disgusting topic. And that's why only 40% of the people that are sent the federal government's test kit actually go to the trouble of dipping the little bit of wooden spatula into the toilet water and putting it on the bit of blotting paper strip and posting it off. It's so easy, but we don't want to do that.
It's a simple test that can save lives. SBS journalist and presenter Anton Enos is convinced the test saved his. Mr. Enos is an award-winning journalist with more than 30 years of broadcasting experience. He was diagnosed with early-stage bowel cancer in December 2016 and went public with the diagnosis in early 2017. He says, had he had not tested and discovered the cancer relatively early, he probably would have died prematurely.
I'm really, really glad and thankful that I took those 5 minutes to do the sample because I had no symptoms, I had no advance warning, I had no discomfort, but I did have bowel cancer. So I've got no doubt at all in my mind that the screening program gave me the best shot at a good outcome. And I also have no doubt that it saved my life.
Research projects are funded by the National Health and Medical Research Council. Director of the Centre for Cancer Research, Professor Mark Jenkins, says more government funding and support will improve screening and outcomes.
Yeah, definitely more would help. And one of the principal reasons that we're seeking funding, research funding, is to try and improve our participation in screening. And what we're doing or trying to do, invent some new ways, new strategies to overcome these barriers. And then what we want to do is we actually want to test them in the screening program. The big problem in Australia has one of the highest death rates from bowel cancer in the world. So there's going to be about over 5,000 deaths in 2020. And the big tragedy is that it doesn't need to be so. You can see someone like me got this disease. It doesn't discriminate, bowel cancer. Most of the time, you don't have any symptoms when the cancer begins, none at all. I do the test myself. I'm 56, so I've done it 3 times. My family do it. I encourage everyone I know to do the test.
2016 NRL Premiership winner and Cronulla Sharks halfback Chad Townsend is an ambassador for Bowel Cancer Australia. His mother-in-law recently passed away. She was diagnosed with bowel cancer in 2012. Mr. Townsend says this month's awareness campaign can be life-changing for so many Australians.
This is probably the biggest month on the calendar. It's the awareness month where pretty much whole month is just driven about pushing people to get screened and become aware of bowel cancer, because early detection is the key with this type of cancer and it can be prevented. And that's probably the message that we want to get across to people, that hey, if you're in this certain category, you should get screened. For myself to be an ambassador along with some of the other ambassadors, to use our, I guess, profiles and our social reach where we can inform, people who might follow us.
15,604 Australians are told they have bowel cancer each year, including 1,414 people under the age of 50. For more, head to the Bowel Cancer Australia website. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.